is Danny Johnson, and I'm excited to be here on the phone with you all tonight. It's been actually several weeks because of the holidays, and I am going to say Happy New Year to all of you that I haven't, that were not on the teleseminar that we did on January the 2nd. We are excited to be able to start this new year with you, especially those of you that some of you, you've been working with us now for 3 straight years. You're a part of a big global team, and you've been a part of spreading the word about what DannyJohnson.com is, what we do, what we represent, and how we've been able to impact a tremendous amount of people's lives. And so there's so many of you that are partners with us that have, that share in a vision of really impacting entrepreneurs all over the globe and helping their businesses to become more profitable with less time by implementing strategic skills, implementing strategies for on a monthly basis, weekly basis, even daily basis, and utilizing systems to help bring in more people into your client base or even more partnerships, more associates that you're working with, and to really expand and enlarge the territory in which that you're working in. And so I just want to congratulate you. For those of you that this is your third year, I heard, in fact, several of you that have been listening for 3 straight years. That's exciting to me. And so we appreciate you. We appreciate your loyalty. We appreciate your vision. We appreciate your persistence for you as an entrepreneur building your business regardless of everything else that you got going on in your life. But that you've been consistent here with us every Monday night. In fact, there's a few of you, 3.5 years, that you've been on the line with us. And so, good job. So 2007, what is it going to be? I think it's going to be absolutely amazing. There's no question. Experts from all over the globe, spiritual experts as well as business experts, are predicting and prophesying that this will be one of the greatest years that any of us have ever experienced. It's a year of completion. I just came out of a huge conference down in Southern California with a man who has been around in the public's eye for 60 years, has made an impact by the tune of, in fact, over 1 billion people have heard him speak. Through the 60 years that he's been in the marketplace. And even he had the entire theme of his conference was all about 2007 being a year of completion. And this was Morris Cirillo, which you can find him on the Internet as well. And so my name is Danny Johnson. For those of you that this is your very first call with us, we want to welcome you here tonight. The person that brought you on this call cared enough about you and your future to be able to introduce you to a training module that is live and free, that should literally cost you at least $600 to be able to get on this call. They introduced you to it. They care about you. They care about your family and your future. And they extended a hand of a favor to you to let you in on some insight that can really impact your life. Not because I'm great at what I do, but because we have put together a system that I believe God has ordained and given us the chance to work with people like yourself to be able to help them succeed. I believe that two heads are better than one, no question. I believe that working in a team can get more done than any one individual ever could think about doing. And when people come together collectively, especially a bunch of independent entrepreneurs come together to learn, to grow, to develop, and to help other people do the same thing, you can't help but to have huge success. And so if you're brand new here on the call, Hans told you about DannyJohnson.com. We invite you to go to that website now, and you'll learn a bit more about how to get even more free training and equipping in the form of calls just like this one that have happened in the past that you can start implementing, using absolutely free right now. Now, if this is your first time, you don't know a thing about this crazy woman screaming at you live from California. But I started out in business when I was 19. I grew up in a home with parents that were drug addicts and a father that was extremely abusive. My mother was handicapped. We were on welfare majority of my life. I wasn't the epitome of someone that was going to succeed. You know how you voted off in high school, you know, most likely to succeed? That wasn't me. In fact, I dropped out of high school, went back and finished, and then when I was 19, I got introduced to becoming an entrepreneur. I was scared to death, to be honest with you, and it was representing a company in the environmental industry, and it was way beyond my educational level and way beyond anything I ever thought I could do. But as my friend who had introduced me kept bringing me back and having me take a look at the potential and the freedom that was, you know, possible with this particular business venture, After several months and hearing so many testimonials of people making it with all walks of life, I thought, you know what, even if I failed and it took me 20 years to figure this out, I still would be doing better than if I stayed at my job at JCPenney's. And so I came in, I got started, and I started full-time, which was my first business mistake. I had no business experience at all. I knew nothing about business, sales. I knew nothing about marketing. I knew nothing about people. I knew nothing about anything other than, you know, I worked at JCPenney's as a decorator at the time. And so after getting started, I'm honestly, my first 6 months of just trying to wing it, watching some videos, and trying to figure out how to make it happen, I failed miserably my first 6 months. After 6 months of failure and living off of my credit cards, I heard about a training system that was supposed to train everything. And honestly, I thought it was kind of a joke. You know, because I know you've heard this before, but people say, oh, it'll change your life. It's so cliche. It's so overused. It's so overdone. And unfortunately, anytime you ever hear something like that, it never seems to be what people say it was supposed to be. And so it was a very expensive seminar. I didn't have the money. I was totally broke. And I felt like if I left, you know, town, I'd be, you know, missing out on some business that I might have been able to create, even though I had created no business at all for six straight months. What was one weekend going to do, you know, being home trying to work my business for another weekend? And so the guy that told me about it said, if you don't go, then you might as well quit now because you will fail eventually if you don't get this type of training. And so, man, that rang true for me, because if I were to continue on in the next 6 months doing what I had been doing the last 6 months, what in the world did I have in my mind to think that anything would change the second 6 months that I was going to put in without getting any specialized knowledge on how to do it? And so I found the money. I actually borrowed it. I had some strong plans that could have ended a relationship for me that were very important, and I went and I got permission to be able to leave that weekend, and I went. I came out of that training seminar changed. Everything was different for me. I saw my business in a totally different light. I saw people in a totally different light. I saw my future in a different light. I gained some strategies that simplified the business. In fact, the business became much easier for me after going through that two-day event. I came out and literally in 8 days made $4,000. The next month, the next check was $11,000. The next check, $15,000. The next check, just under $21,000. And then I ran off and got married to finish up the greatest dream of all dreams, was to be, you know, taken off of some fairy tale and go off and get married. I did so, however, the guy that I married drained my bank account, maxed out my credit cards, and left me with a $35,000 debt, $2.03 to my name, completely homeless, and this was the month of December of 1990. I was 50 pounds overweight, living homeless, literally sleeping in public places and any other place I could lay my head down for the night, showering in public places. I'm 21 years old and totally devastated. And here we are. It is January 8th, and I remember 16 years ago, right now, I had just gotten into my apartment because I used the skills after being totally homeless for several weeks, the month of December, a homeless woman, getting a job as a cocktail waitress, hating every ounce of my life, wanting to commit suicide because I saw no other option to move my life any more forward, but used the skills that I had learned in those seminars the year before. You see, I spent $25,000 in training seminars in a very short period of time, in fact, less than 6 months. And in that time, I had gained attitude, I gained some belief, and I gained some skills that I had not had beforehand. Well, I decided to implement those as a homeless woman, hand-wrote a flyer, put it up at a post office in a town of 5,000 people. From the trunk of my car and a payphone booth, I was able to make $2,000 the first 10 hours working at a payphone booth. The next month made $6,500, which was the month of January. Here we are, 16 years ago this month. February, I made over $10,000, and I had worked my business full-time in the month of February. Began to teach people how to be able to generate $2,000 to $5,000 the first 30 days working in business. I had a script, everything scripted out. I had advertising completely, same little maggots on there. Onions on there, same bun, same burger. Everything's exactly the same. No matter where you go in the world, it's the same. And so it made sense to me that if that model of duplication created a multi-billion dollar enterprise that's been successful for 50 years, why wouldn't it work for me? And so everything was completely duplicatable, and I began to teach people how to make $2,000 to $5,000 a month. Well, because of their success and following a successful system, my first year made $250,000. By the end of my second year, had made my first million. This all happened by the time I was 23 years of age. Since then, met my husband in the industry. We have 5 beautiful children, 2 gorgeous granddaughters, and we've been able to build successful enterprises for me the last 17 years, going on 18 years, and for Hans, going on 16 years coming up in March. And so how we've done it is this. I believe that systems are simple for people to follow. And I believe that anybody can learn how to do anything if they have a desire in their heart, they've got a vision for their future, they can learn to do absolutely anything. If you remember way back when you first learned how to drive, you had a desire in your heart for freedom, to get behind that wheel and to be able to take yourself any place, anywhere, anytime. You had a vision for your future of total freedom and being able to drive anywhere you wanted to go. And so therefore you took the steps that were necessary, you studied that little pamphlet, you took driving lessons, you made an investment in those driving lessons, and then you took the driving test, only to get behind the wheel and to be terrified on driving on your own. And then now here we are today. I don't know how many years you've been driving, but I've been driving for 21 years, 22 years. It is autopilot now. In fact, I can't even tell you how many times I had to stop to even get to my office tonight. The point is that in the beginning, I believe that any human being can learn how to do anything. I believe all of us are trainable. I've got a little tiny granddaughter who's 15 months old who's learned sign language. I mean, if she can tell me, I want to eat, I want to drink, and please and thank you, then, you know, actually 9 months old when we first started to teach her this, then I know an adult can learn steps to become successful at anything. And so I'm proof. I'm absolute living proof. I did not come from great bloodlines. I did not come from money. I came from stupidity and welfare. And coming out of stupidity and welfare, if I could go out and become a millionaire several times over in my 20s, then by golly, so can you. And so no matter where you are and what walk of life you're in, whether you are in your late teens, early 20s, or you are at that golden, beautiful 50s, 60s, and 70s, we have all walks of life on this call. Whether you are a professional, a doctor, a lawyer, a real estate broker, or you are like me, cocktail waitress, checker at a grocery store, mechanic, whatever, housekeeper, it doesn't matter who you are, where you come from. Your past does not determine your future. It is completely up to you as to what will happen in 2007. And so tonight, this is a wake-up call. Tonight, this call, January 8th, is the first time I've been able to talk to you unless you were on the teleseminar on the 2nd. I want to talk to you about something very serious. I want to talk to you about what is ahead of you and what is behind you. I want to talk to you about making 2007 better than what 2006 was and what will ensure that that will happen. I want you to look at what you've done, where you've been, and where you want to go. The reality is 2007 is going to end. It's going to end so fast for you and for me. It's going to end with you and I being older, saggier, more wrinkled up, more gray hairs. It's going to end with us either being more wealthy or more broke. It's going to end with us with more stress or less stress. It's going to end with us living our life to the fullest or living it by total default. This year is going to end with absolute a life of elation, and you will look back saying, oh, my gosh, I cannot believe what an amazing year 2007 was. Or you will look back going, I can't wait for this stupid year to be over. This is the worst year of my life. That choice is yours. Now, I'm not saying that you have control over disasters that may come, deaths in the family like what we've just suffered, heading off to a funeral here in a couple of days, or that you have control over your kids. You do some, but not all. My point is this. It's never the circumstances in 2007 that are going to determine whether or not you are going to be successful in 2007. It is how you decide to deal with those circumstances that will determine whether or not 2007 is the best year of your life. And I will stand firm and believing the prophecies that have come out for 2007, this is a harvest year. This is a year of completion. This is a year where I believe the Most High God has put a seal on this year for you and for me to complete things that were undone. I believe it is a year where that if you step up, you're going to have an easier time than you did in 2006 being the year of man. This is a year where I believe that you're going to have supernatural intervention from your God. I believe that you're going to have supernatural favor from your God and that you will see supernatural results as a direct result of the favor and the skills that you're going to get, as a direct result of the declaration that you're going to make tonight, as a direct result of the decision that you will step up into and say, enough is enough. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. I'm sick and tired of living my life by default and waiting for things to happen. It's time for me to step up and make things happen. And so let's get down to business and let's talk about those very issues right now. And I want you to prepare your heart even right now for what I'm going to ask you. Because if you're on this call closed-minded, if you're on this call as a know-it-all, if you're on this call as somebody that you think you got it all together, I promise you, 2007 will not be your best year. Because any man thinks that he will stand, he needs to take heed because a fall is waiting for him. And that goes for women as well. The issue is, this year, you have to do what you put off last year. And you have to do it now. The things you were afraid to do last year, it's time to step up and get it done this year. The things that you forgot about doing last year, but it's still hanging over you, still hanging around you, something that you had a deep desire to get done, something you had a deep desire that you wanted to do, something you wanted to experience, and yet you let excuses get in your way. And yet either you said, oh, well, you know, I'll do that, you know, in June, or I'll do that, you know, in August, or, man, you know, I'm kind of waiting for the moon and the stars and everything to line up, or I'm still waiting to hear from God. I'm going to tell you something. It is time to step up. This year will be the best year for those of you who decide to step up and grab it. You will be the ones that close this year with the most powerful testimonies as to what has happened in all of your life. Not just your business, not just making multiple six figures or even making $1 million for the first time, but being in love again with your spouse. Even beyond that, having a phenomenal relationship and awesome quality time with your children this year. Taking that amazing vacation to that destination you never even thought was possible. Giving into charity like you never even thought you could. Making an impact on some orphans in Africa. Or helping to relieve the slaves of the sex trade in Thailand and even in Jamaica. Maybe it's that you really wanted to make an impact on the poor and the needy. I don't know. But whatever it is, I know that you put things off last year. I know you did. We all have. But this is the year to get it done. This is the year that if it was, oh, I want to remodel my kitchen, and you've been putting it off for 5 years, get it done. 2007 is the year of completion. And either you'll be of those testimonies that have completed far more than you thought was possible, or you will be those standing out in the bleachers watching those that are getting things done. Either you'll be one of those standing in the bleachers going, guys, I never get lucky. How come things don't ever work out for me? I don't know what happened, but this year just flew by and I felt like I accomplished nothing. Are you with me? I don't want you to be that person standing out on the sidelines, watching everybody else that's making things happen. This is the year of completion. This is the year of God's favor upon your life if you choose to step up and reach for it. That's totally, completely up to you. You know those decisions that you put off last year? You know those things that you knew that you needed to make a choice on, that you kind of put off? I will tell you, no decision is a decision. And it is not the best decision. You know this. And there's a lot of things. I mean, here's what I want you to do. I need you to look at three main things that you need to get done this year. I also need you to look at three main things that you need to get over this year. Maybe there are three things that you allowed to hang over you last year. Maybe there are three issues that you had not forgiven from last year. Maybe there are three things from your past, from the past 20 years that you right now, it's January 8th, and you've entered already in 2007 with. I need you to write down three things that you need to get over. Burn it. Be over it. Be done with it. Maybe it is, I don't think I have the right personality to succeed as an entrepreneur. Maybe it is, gosh, if only I was older, or if only I was younger. Maybe it is, gosh, you know, if only I wasn't afraid of the phone. If only I had great parents that taught me how to be successful. Maybe you're still blaming your fourth wife. I don't know. But whatever it is, you know what it is. There are three things you need to get over. And I don't want you to take another day out of 2007. Because as of tomorrow, it has been 9 days. 9 days. You cannot start this year like you did last year. You cannot start this year like you did 1981. It is time to get over it. It is the year of completion. It is the year of getting things done. It is the year of getting over it. That's what this year is all about. You need to make a declaration tonight of what you will do. You will make a declaration tonight of what you will get over. Things like this. Are you going to be teachable this year? You tell me. I mean, come on. There's two types of people. One that's teachable, one that's not. And it's 50-50 right now on this phone line. Half of you are totally and completely teachable. Willing, open, show me, teach me, guide me. The other half of you, I don't know if I agree with that, Danny. I'm doing pretty good. I got nothing I need to change. Nah, I got nothing I need to get over. Now, and when are you going to get to some really good content here? I mean, I thought you were a trainer. You know, I heard that XYZ trainer was so much better. So, you know, I don't know. I'm going to go check out what they got. Which one are you? All I know is I know which one succeeds short term and long term. And I don't know about you, but I had a lot of short term success in the very beginning of my life as an entrepreneur. I had some good short term success. But when you suffer through the pain of something not lasting, you'll do just about anything to make sure that you can set things up in a way where what you're building has a foundation that when you go to build it up, that it actually stands through the test of time, that when the winds of change come, it doesn't blow everything over, that when the big waves of life come and hit you and blindside you from behind or the side, that your foundation is so strong and your building is strong that you do not fall, but that you stay the course and you stay consistent and you make things happen. So this year, are you going to declare that you will be teachable? And this year that you know what? Enough is enough. Enough with being unteachable. Enough with trying to carve out my own way. Enough with trying to figure everything out before I step up and make a decision. Enough with having to be a know-it-all and always having to be right. Are you going to be teachable and pay attention this year? I mean, if you look back last year, did you pay attention? You heard a lot of great ideas last year if you were following us. You heard some great plans and strategies. And some of you walked away from hearing those things going, I'm not really not sure if that works. Or, and you might have tried it once or twice and went, you know, it really doesn't work for me. Or are you going to be that person that pays attention to detail, that pays attention to the steps in which you're hearing on what you need to do to make your business easier and to grow faster and more profitable without fighting it? Just understanding that maybe somebody else had figured it out and they carved a way that was real easy. Real simple and very profitable. And maybe you ought to try that way to the fullest. Not try it once or twice, but to actually follow through all the way. No company tests something for 2 days. Companies test things for months and even years. And so are you going to pay attention this year? Are you going to see here, you know, A, B, C, and do it over and over and over again and master it? Are you going to finish what you start? Or are you going to get off track, get distracted, come up with another 5 or 6 great, bright ideas that have no track record of working or not? Are you going to set a pace and follow through with it? Are you going to finish what you start? Are you going to starve your fear and feed your faith? Are you going to starve your fear and feed your faith? Are you going to starve doubt and feed your faith? Are you going to starve worry and feed your faith? Or are you going to be like 98% of the population who winds up dead or dead broke at 65, spending their whole lives worrying about what they will eat, worrying about what they're going to wear, worrying about who likes them, worrying about who won the latest Dallas football game? Give me a break. Are you going to implement this year things that you heard? Things that have been proven, things that work. Are you going to implement that 3-meeting plan that you've heard me say 1,000 times? Or are you going to be like those that last year heard it, tried it twice, didn't get results, and then just said, oh, it doesn't work. It doesn't fit my model. There's not a model that the 3-meeting plan doesn't fit. Now, obviously, there's some adjustments that might be made per model. But the reality is that every corporation that brings on new employees actually use a 3-meeting plan, including my corporation. Is it time for you to step up and do a presentation if you haven't done one yet? Have you been kind of leaning on somebody else's leadership to do all of them for you and waiting for them to make you successful? And is it time for you to step up and give it your best shot? Maybe you have been one of those who have been listening for a long time and still have not been a part of First Steps to Success. Because you're thinking that maybe you can, like, somehow get it through osmosis. Or maybe you might be thinking what I was thinking in the beginning. It's like, oh, it's just going to be a hype session. She's just a motivational seminar speaker. I mean, I don't need to go and get all pumped up. I'm already excited about my business. Gosh, man, if that's what you think First Steps is, I'm so sorry for you. Oh, gosh, am I so sorry for you. I actually pray for you. I pray for people like you. Because so oftentimes we hear people that come, they waited a year, they waited 2 years. They finally came and said, oh, my gosh, I made such a huge mistake by waiting. So maybe it's about calling the leads that you purchase this time, this year. Instead of purchasing and not calling, maybe this time you'll actually call them. Maybe it's about, you've heard about managing your time, the importance of managing your time, the importance of setting your priorities. Maybe you heard about, you know, keeping your God first, your spouse next, your kids then your work, and that extracurricular activity comes after that. Maybe you heard about managing your time that you've got to fit some fun into your life. Maybe you heard things last year about the importance of having a 3-day getaway with your spouse a couple times a year. And last year you put it off, you hadn't stepped up and done it, and now it's time to do it. Maybe you heard about the steps in getting out of debt through First Steps to Success. Maybe you came to First Steps and you heard all the steps about getting out of debt. About 10% of the people walk out actually working on getting out of debt. So that means about 90% of you are thinking about getting out of debt or waiting until you make more money to get out of debt. The truth is, you got to start implementing every part of that system now. So maybe that's something that you put off last year, that it's time to start making steps in the right direction doing it this year. Maybe it would be using the script and sticking to it. I don't know. You know. You know the things that you know you should have done that you didn't do for whatever the reason is really doesn't matter. And whatever that reason is should be in the top 3 things that you need to get over this year. But hear my heart, hear the cry of my heart, that you would succeed, that you would make it, that you would make yourself a living, breathing testimony for others who don't believe in themselves and don't believe that they can, that was once like you, that heard a call like this, who plugged into Dallas, Texas, or even the one in Melbourne, Australia, in February, that you plugged into a system and you actually started to just take the steps and do it. I can tell you a funny story. Years ago, I had a woman that is now a friend of mine that was in my business that had a weight problem. And at the time, I had lost 50 pounds 4 times in 4 years. And I finally got teachable, and I followed the system exactly what the back of the labels told me to do. I followed it, and I lost 50 pounds in less than 2 months. Well, this person, this friend of mine, got into a business that was selling weight loss, and she was getting larger and larger by the month because she refused to follow directions. She was not teachable. All of a sudden, one day, she went to follow her boyfriend into the house, and he parked 2 cars in the driveway. Well, he went first, and he was a very thin man, and she tried to go through, and she got stuck. Her hips got stuck between the 2 cars. She had to turn sideways, swiveled her way through those 2 cars, went into the house, went straight to the kitchen, grabbed that product, read exactly the directions, wrote out a schedule, and stuck to it, and lost 85 pounds in 9 months. 14 down to a size 2. Here it is, more than 10 years later, in fact, it's 12 years now, she is still that size, beautiful as ever, married the guy that she was dating that she followed through those 2 cars. Why? Because she put off for 2 years following directions, finally decided to step up and follow directions. Pay attention, follow directions. That's what she did, lost the weight, now an inspiration to all those that did not believe in themselves that they could lose the weight. People look at her and say all the time, well, you've always been like that. She was pushing more than 2 bills at the time. No longer is. So, friends, I got to tell you something. We need you to step up this year. Your family needs you to step up this year. Your future needs you to step up. Your future depends on it. We do not know how much more time we have on this planet. We cannot be a people that wastes time. We can't be a people that hears a message and does nothing with it. There's plenty of other people not listening on this call that will do that. But that is not for you. You have been on this call for a reason for such a time as this. You've been led down a path for such a time as this. You're a part of a global team of entrepreneurs, all kinds of entrepreneurs, whether they're home-based business owners, real estate agents, brokers, mortgage brokers, insurance agents and brokers, doctors, lawyers, judges, small business owners, large business owners, presidents and CEOs of $100 million companies. You're a part of a global team of entrepreneurs. And I believe that the entrepreneurial message needs to get out there because we are becoming a body of people who are waiting for things to happen. We are becoming a body of people that are wanting everyone else to do everything for us. We're looking for programs that the government will give us so that we don't have to do anything. We are gradually getting in and becoming a populace of dumbed out people that cannot think independently and make a decision for their future or their family's future. But instead, we're following somebody else's stuff that we don't know whether or not it works. 2007 is your year of completion. So what's unfinished needs to be finished. What's undone needs to get done. We have a mighty work ahead of us for this year. I sat down today and I made a list of things that got to get done in 2007. And by golly, they'll get done. And what you will find is if you sit down and you make the list of what needs to get done, you will find you'll get most of it done in the next couple of months. There is an amazing amount of people out there that are hurting. There's an amazing amount of people out there that are falling under despair, that are depressed, that are broke, that are going nowhere, who have no hope, no promise for any future. We are surrounded by people who care more about the football stats than they do about their children's future. We are surrounded by a populace that cares more about driving a nice car than they do about spending good quality time with their family. We are around a populace who cares more about their own selfish ambition than there is about what's going on in the world today. Friends, associates, partners, listen to me. 2007 is your year of completion. And it's time to attack this year with all you got. It's time to step out in your faith like you never have before. It's time to step out like you really believe that this is your year to complete the things that you have never done. You have to step out by faith as though it is already finished. You have to step out with no excuses this year. You have to step out hedging your weaknesses this year. You have to step out with a plan that hedges your distractions this year. Distraction will be clearly 100% your biggest hurdle for 2007, because it is distractions that keep things from getting done. The quickest way from point A to point B is a straight line. Distractions are a squiggly, jagged line. So you have to make a declaration tonight. Am I going to live my life through my excuses, looking for reasons why I will not do a presentation, looking for reasons why I am not cut out to succeed as an entrepreneur? Am I going to look for excuses as to why I can't afford to be in Dallas, Texas on the 20th and 21st, or that I'm in Melbourne, Australia on February 17th and 18th? Am I looking for excuses like, oh, I don't know if it'll really be worth it. I don't know how to get anybody to go. Or are you going to make this a year of completion, a year of results? This morning when I was praying for you, I began to ask my God, and I was praying for you specifically this morning, and I began to ask my God, God, what do you want them to hear? What do you want them to know? And there's a specific word that I believe I felt in my heart was specifically for you. And I don't know if you've asked your God the same thing, but I hope it, and I encourage you that you do. But I believe what I heard was that he wants you to know that he loves you and that you need to trust him for greater things than what you're thinking of right now. You see, some of the things that you're thinking that you want to create this year or things you want to complete this year are so much smaller and I believe what your Creator has in mind for you. I believe that there's so much of a bigger picture of what you will do and what you can do if only you would step out in fullness of faith and take a risk on it. I believe that it's time to act on the greater things that you were scared to do last year. I believe that you are to find the flow of your favor and you're to follow it. I believe you are to prosper where you are planted and to get rid of your hindrances. I believe that you are to fight for the right that is in you for freedom. I believe that you are to gird yourselves in truth and to gird yourselves with a vision that is worth working towards and staying focused on. I believe that you are to go forth and take possession of the land that has been promised to you, the land that is flowing with milk and honey. I believe that you are not to walk in confusion, and that you are to have a clear mind, a clear path. I believe there's a clear mind and a clear path set before you. And that maybe you have been afraid to take it because it just seems too simple. I believe that you are not to wait for all the answers and that you are not to wait for everything to make sense, but that you are just to step out into what you have been called to do, that thing that is burning inside of you that you know that you are supposed to get it done, and you are to step out boldly in faith, knowing that that calling comes from a much bigger place and has a much bigger purpose than what you think it does. I believe that your God will prepare you along the way, that you need to step into it as though you would, as if it was a guarantee, that you need to step out forward of your goals. Step out on that thing that's burning inside you to do. Whether it is increasing dials, it's in stepping up in presentations, or it's going on a mission trip this year. Maybe it's going and being a part of what's going on in the Middle East or going on in Thailand or going on in Africa. I don't know. But there's something that you've wanted to do that you've not stepped out to do. And maybe for some of you, it's about bringing people the first steps. You know that you're supposed to do it. You know it is absolutely, without a doubt, your next step. But you're allowing fear of not knowing how to do it to stop you from doing it. or you're allowing wanting to know how to do it before you step out and try. What I'm saying is this. Step out as though it is a guarantee already. Step out as though you know how to do it. I believe that there will be bumps and challenges in 2007, but stay the course. The bumps and the challenges are designed to prepare you and to strengthen you with more strength, more wisdom, more faith, and more understanding, more conditioning for an even greater adventure that you know not of, but that you will see in due time. And that you will say, this is why I went through those challenges. This is why I had that huge bump in the road. And I'm so glad that I stayed focused and I stayed the course. I believe that if you seek your God first this year and everything that His kingdom has to offer, I believe that your purpose will be strengthened this year and it will come to pass. I believe that if you love Him first, and you love others second, that everything else in your life is going to explode. I believe that if you make this a year of giving, that you will receive far more than you ever even thought was imaginable. I believe that all of you, that if you step out in faith, if you have sickness in your body, you've got a marriage that is on the rocks, you've got children that are off doing things that they shouldn't be doing, I believe that if you begin to confess, to stay focused, and to say, I believe that we've got a great year ahead of us this year, and you begin to literally prophesy it over your business, I believe that the reps I bring in are going to have success. I believe that my clients that are using our products or services are going to love them. I believe that my children are going to be happy. They will succeed. They will obey. I believe that my children are going to have vision and follow through with it. I believe that my children are going to get on track. And I believe that my spouse and I are going to have the best year of our marriage that we've ever had. More passion, more desire to be with each other. Are you with me? Begin to speak this over your life and you will watch your faith build. You will watch stories form around you. You will watch people begin to gravitate towards you. You will begin to watch your bank account grow. I truly believe that 2007 is your year for completion. I truly believe it's going to take you stepping out in faith as though it was a guarantee, already a done deal. That we're already looking backwards, December 31st of 2007, looking back and going, wow, I stepped out, I took a risk, and I made it happen. I believe that wholeheartedly. And I believe in you. I believe that you are here for a reason. I believe that you were brought into whatever business venture you're in for a reason. I believe you're hearing this message because you were appointed at this time to hear this message. I believe that you've already been stirred and need to take action. And I believe you will take that action. I also know that you know in your heart what your next step is. And it's time to step up and take it. Maybe you've been hearing about, you know, expose, evolving, and upgrading, learning that whole formula and building a business on that. Maybe you went on the website and you saw, you know, things like the Home Presentation Success System and wondered, you know, is that my next step? I'm saying it is your next step. Step up and do it. Maybe you've been kind of playing around and farting around with the free stuff on the website and just trying to soak whatever you could out of the free stuff. And I think that's great, but there is a next step, and it's time to take it. We cannot continue to do the same thing we did last year and expect to get a different result. It's time for us to do the things that we put off last year and get them done this year. I want you to write around your houses that 2007 is my year to complete what needs to get done. What is unfinished gets finished. What is undone gets done. Let this be a year based on results, not a year based on circumstances. I know beyond a shadow of a doubt, because you're here on this call, and many of you have been here for 3.5 years every Monday night. Some of you heard us about us 1 year ago, and every Monday night for a year you've been here. I believe if you've heard me more than once, more than twice, more than seven or eight times, that we are of a like mind, that we're about stepping up, and we're a global entrepreneurial team that is about making a huge impact on the marketplace, not only for ourselves, but for others that are struggling, that are lost, they're hurting, that we're making a massive impact on children's lives, ours and others, that we're putting purpose into our lives and having a vision, not only for ourselves, but a vision for others. I know that if you've been with me for any length of time, that you're of that like mind. Let this be your year where you follow directions, that you pay attention, that you don't try to change things that don't need to be changed. But that many of you, you know, you've heard it. Man, you've heard it so many times. You know, some of you, you know, you went to First Steps once. You thought that was the deal. Good gosh, man, you know better than that. You so know better than that. When you went to First Steps and you got introduced to all those six and seven-figure income earners that have been to like 12, 14, 15, 16 seminars or 16 events with me in 1 year, in a year and a half, and they're making $100,000, $200,000, $300,000, $500,000 in a year. How does that happen? Come on, we know. You can't expect to put in half the amount of effort that they did and get all the results that they got. It's impossible. If you do what they've done, you'll get what they have. This needs to be the year that you stop making things hard on yourself. This has to be the year where you take a leap of faith and you say, all right, fine, Danny. All right, fine. I'm going to do what you say. I'm going to implement the 3-meeting plan. Okay, I'm going to implement driving people to DannyJohnson.com. Every new person I get started, all right, I'm going to send them there. And I'm not going to stop there. I'm going to tell them they got to be at First Steps or we will not work with them. I'm going to tell them they got to consistently invest into First Steps or they're going to fail. All right, I'm going to tell them they need to have an advertising budget. All right, I'll do these things. Okay, all right, I'll start implementing what I learned about personalities and learning how to motivate people. All right, I know my income will be directly affected by the amount of people I have at Dynasty. Okay, I'm going to get people to Dynasty. Do you understand? Come on, you know. You and I both know. There are things that you've heard. You've chosen to listen to some. You've chosen to try a couple, but not consistently. It's time to step up to the plate and give it your best shot. Your life depends on it. Your children's life depends on it. The next generation raised and up out of your home life depends on it. Your future depends on it. Not only that, but people around you, their future depends on it. Don't hold up somebody else's destiny because you're not willing to get over some things and step up to the plate and do what you're told to do. We have a moral obligation, my friends, to make an impact out there. We have a moral obligation that if there's a desire in our heart, to follow it out to our very destiny. We have a moral obligation to do it, to give it our best shot, to stay the course, stay focused, and to get some results for 2007. So other than that, my friends, I want to thank you. I want to tell you that I believe in you, and we are so blessed over here at DannyJohnson.com. We are so blessed to have you as our clients, as our friends, and some of us are partners. We are grateful for everything that you do. We are grateful for your support. We are grateful for the impact that you're making on the marketplace to spread the news in that way as well. And those of you that are going to be plugging in Australia, we know the people from New Zealand, Singapore, Asia, and Australia, we will be seeing you guys February 17th and 18th. This is the greatest way for us to kick off our year, to set the record straight, to carve out a path that's a straight line and simple to be able to make things happen. We're going to be doing that between these two events in Dallas and in Melbourne, Australia. Guys, other than that, Hans, I'm turning the call back over to you.
Okay, thanks, Danny. That was an awesome call, and we want to hear from you guys tonight on how this call impacted you. If you get a chance right now, go over to telldanny.com. That's TellDanny.com. Go ahead and give us your feedback on the call tonight. How it impacted you, and how you plan to use it. We want to hear from you, and we'll be looking those over in the next 12 to 24 hours, so head on over there. I want to just give you guys three quick steps wrapping up the call tonight. That's your next step. Number one, if you have not done so already, you want to register on the website at DannyJohnson.com and make sure that you're a free member to our Work-at-Home Profit Zone. It's totally free. And as we mentioned earlier, you get to get access to all of the recorded calls that are in there. This call will be in there in the next 48 hours. And it was a phenomenal call tonight, and I'm sure you're already thinking of tons of people that you want to refer to that site so that they can listen to this call, because just think about it. If you had 10 or 20 or 50 or 100 people in your group on this call tonight and listen to that, how much more successful are they going to be in 2007, and how much more are they going to go out there and start to achieve the goals that they've been wanting to achieve? And so get out there and share that with everybody, but you got to be registered as a member first. Once you're a member, you can refer people to DannyJohnson.com. Step two is you want to start plugging into the tools. And if you haven't gotten yourself the script book yet, you can get that through the website. It's our number one most successful tool, followed by the North Carolina 10-CD training program. Many of you have plugged in the Prospect and Close Your Way to Millions home study course. There's nothing like it on the market. It will answer every single question that you may have about prospecting and closing and handling objections. And step number three is you want to get yourself registered to see Danny live at an event. Spend two full days with Danny, and your life will just be totally impacted. I mean, you're going to just, your business and your life is going to skyrocket. And as she mentioned, the next event coming up in less than 2 weeks, Dallas, Texas, the 20th and 21st. You can get the details on the website at DannyJohnson.com. And if you're out in the Australia, Asia, Pacific Rim area, we're going to be in Australia in February on the 17th and 18th in Melbourne, Australia. We can't wait to see you guys out there. So other than that, God bless you guys. We'll be seeing you in Dallas, and have a phenomenal week. Good night.